The total solar eclipse, set to pass through Idaho on August 21st, is conflicting with school schedules throughout the state. Educators are trying to determine if they should cancel classes, have a regular school day, or in some cases, move the first day of school. Matt Gillum has a rundown of what some districts have in the works.
In the Magic Valley, plans are varied. August 21st will be the third day of instruction in the Twin Falls district, and school will be held as usual. However, classes will come to a halt as the moon blocks out the sun around 11:30 that day. The district purchased 11,000 pairs of eclipse-watching glasses. That's enough for every student and staff member to watch the celestial spectacle. The Times News reports school in Wendell and Bliss will also carry on normally, with the eclipse serving as a once-in-a-lifetime learning opportunity for students. The school district in Jerome pushed the first day of school to the day after the eclipse, and schools in Minidoka County reconfigured their calendar to accommodate the event. The College of Southern Idaho plans to have a regular day, but some departments have arranged field trips out of town to be in the path of totality. In the Treasure Valley, both the West Ada and Nampa school districts pushed the start of school back to August 23rd. The Boise district plans to begin classes the day following the spectacle on August 22nd. Boise State planned to start classes on the day of the eclipse, but they too are changing the schedule. Classes will start at 1 p.m. the day of the event. University staff are being asked to be lenient on attendance that first day, given the circumstances. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.